AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump's deadline is 5 days away. He says if Mexico doesn't toughen its immigration laws, the U.S. will impose a 5% tariff. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
There will be high-level talks today here in Washington between the U.S. and Mexico, which has sent what the president calls its top people.
I think they want to make a deal.
But two officials say they do not expect an agreement to stop the tariffs, which would kick in next week. The president's demanding Mexico do more to stop illegal immigration, and one official says the president expects the Mexicans to present a tangible plan. GOP lawmakers are threatening to block the tariffs, which they say will hurt the economy. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi agrees.
Because in punishing Mexico, we'll be punishing America as well.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Military police and immigration officials in Mexico are awaiting a group of about 1,000 Central American migrants who were walking north along a southern Mexico highway. Police in South Texas say 6 migrants from El Salvador were killed, 5 others critically injured, when an SUV that earlier tried to get away from police crashed into a drainage ditch. It's a victory for opponents of abortion. The Trump administration says it is ending medical research by government scientists using human fetal tissue. A judge in St. Louis heard from both sides in Planned Parenthood's attempt to keep open the only clinic in Missouri that performs abortions. The state's health director says patient safety takes priority over access to abortion. Mevi Mead is with Planned Parenthood.
What we want to do is provide health care. We want to provide the highest quality, safest health care. They are not helping with that. They're obstructing with that and putting up medically unnecessary restrictions in the way of people and their health care, and that's wrong.
Planned Parenthood is asking for a preliminary injunction that would retain the clinic's license. Police in Detroit say the killings of 3 women since March could be the work of a serial murderer or rapist. This is AP Radio News. A survey asked people about a term used often by President Trump.
Fake news.
It's a survey from the Pew Research Center, and it says a majority of Americans believe journalists have the responsibility for fixing the misinformation problem. Pew also found that differences in political affiliation are a major factor in how people think about fake news. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to see made-up information and think it's a big problem. They will also blame journalists for it. Shelley Antler, Washington.
The most popular show on AMC is The Walking Dead. It is filmed in Georgia, and AMC says it will reevaluate its activity in Georgia if a new abortion law goes into effect. Georgia's ban on virtually all abortions will take effect next year, and that is if it's not blocked in the courts. AMC says the new law is highly restrictive and says it will closely watch what happens in Georgia. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.